Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. Today we follow the order of morning prayer on page 235 in the Lutheran Service Book. The text is Exodus chapter 16, verses 2 through 21. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 16. And the whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the people of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I am about to rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them, whether they walk in my law or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily." So Moses and Aaron said to all the people of Israel, "At evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against the Lord. For what are we that you grumble against us?" And Moses said, "When the Lord gives you in the evening meat to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, because the Lord has heard your grumbling, that you grumble against him, what are we? Your grumbling is not against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, 'Come near before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling.'" And as soon as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the people of Israel. Say to them, 'At twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God.' In the evening, quail came up and covered the camp, and in the morning, dew lay around the camp. And when the dew had gone up, there was on the face of the wilderness a fine flake-like thing, fine as frost on the ground. When the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, 'What is it?' For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Gather of it, each one of you, as much as he can eat. So shall each take an omer, according to the number of persons that each of you has in his tent. And the people of Israel did so. They gathered, some more, some less. And when they measured it with an omer, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack. Each of them gathered as much as he could eat. And Moses said to them, let no one leave any of it over till the morning. But they did not listen to Moses. Some left part of it till the morning, and had bread worms and stank. And Moses was angry with them. Morning by morning they gathered it, each as much as he could eat. But when the sun grew hot, it melted. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by this Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt. In this way, the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron and, of course, against the Lord. It's tempting for us to throw them under the bus and chastise them for their lack of faith, to question the dubious claim that they really did have it better under the yoke of slavery. But the Lord does not here rebuke them and call them to repentance. And I find that fascinating. Instead, it becomes an opportunity for teaching, for the Lord to show yet again that he will in truth spare and care for his people in the wilderness, in spite of the fact that their journey seems to be without a visible end. It's not that the Lord had forgotten them, it's that he wanted them to remember him. Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt. A grumbling, a murmuring, perhaps even a lament, and one not far from what you might hear today. Early in my ministry, I remember a particular homebound member. She was 99 years old at the time and living in a skilled nursing facility. I can still hear her laments as clear as if it was yesterday. Why am I still here? Why hasn't the Lord taken me from this valley of tears? Why has he forgotten me? It's as if she said, would that I had died by the hand of the Lord before I ended up in this bed, or at some other point before now. And to this there was no rebuke or particular call to repentance or even the platitude of it's just not your time. But there was an opportunity for teaching, for encouragement, that the Lord will take care of her in this wilderness portion of her life, even though the journey seemed to be without a visible end. And of course there was other conversations with her as well, including vocation. We are Lutheran, after all, right? And the role that she currently had as one receiving care, giving the blessed opportunity to others to serve and to show compassion to her. It's not that the Lord had forgotten her, it's that he wanted her to remember him. In J.R.R. Tolkien's The Fellowship of the Ring, there's a poignant moment of conversation between Frodo and Gandalf. You might remember this quite well if you've seen the movie. As they sit in the dark mines of Moria, when their quest seemed most perilous, when hope was at its faintest, the company was lost, not knowing which way to go, and in their despair, Frodo speaks, I wish that the ring had never come to me. I wish that none of this had happened. To which Gandalf replies, you may remember, not with rebuke, but with teaching and encouragement. So do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide. All that we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us. In the midst of their wilderness was an opportunity to remember. And what about us? Are there not things that we grumble about, things that we murmur and lament? Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt. Perhaps not those words, but others. Would that churches actually use our resources, that they would partner and collaborate with us, then perhaps they'd be better off. Would that I receive the recognition that I truly deserve. Would that this 30-year-old process that we have to endure be replaced with something from this century, with something based in logic? Or why am I tasked with enduring this or that ailment? Why are my finances in shambles, my marriage a struggle, and my children misbehave when others seem to have it so easy? So perhaps not would that we have died, or would have died, but would that the Lord had returned earlier, and we would not have to suffer so. Or at the very least, would that the Lord give me something different than what I have now. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it's not that the Lord has forgotten you, it's that he wants you to remember. Our Lord, your Lord, wants you to remember his steadfast love and his mercy. Thus, in the midst of this wilderness that we see around us today, he sends crosses designed by his own almighty and merciful hands to bring to your remembrance all that he has done for you and continues to do for you. For as in the days of Moses and Aaron, daily bread is given to you to support this body and life. More than that, bread from heaven rains down upon you, and all that you truly need on this side of Canaan is provided with neither excess or lack. And it seems strange to say this, but in this way, suffering and challenges are not times of abandonment. Rather, they are times when the Lord is intimately close to us, for which we should truly be grateful. Or as St. Paul says, that we may be content in all situations. For in them, when the dross is burned away, we see most clearly the provision of our merciful Lord. From Peter, beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. And so we pray also in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. What does this mean? God gives daily bread, even without our prayer, to all wicked people. But we pray in this petition that he would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. For how much more do you give thanks for good government than when you're experiencing bad? Or how much more grateful are you for those good friends than during those times when you feel most alone? Thus we believe, we teach, and we confess, it's not the Lord who has forgotten you. Is that he wants you to remember, for he has remembered you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning, and though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O Father of mercies and God of all comfort, our only help in time of need, look with favor upon your servants, Katie, Shirley, Leslie, Dawn, Connie, Ruth, Tom, Joan, Elena, Sherry, Marcia, Suzanne, Sharon, Bobby, Lorene, Neil, Scott, Eric, Johanna, and John. Assure them of your mercy, deliver them from the temptations of the evil one, and give them patience and comfort in their afflictions. If it please you, restore them to health and safety, or give them grace to accept their tribulation with courage and hope. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.